The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Anybody can turn a double play. Anybody can hit a home run and taunt and hit another home run and taunt and hit another home run and another home run and another home run. But nobody can do the Photoshop like Fernando Tatis. Tranquilo, national panel. Let's go.
Trevor Bauer's daddy.
Fernando.
Call me guilty of recency bias, imprison me in your moment, whatever. This was a great baseball series. Everything Tatis Jr. did, from the game-winning double play, to the home runs, to the Bauer peekaboo, to the Photoshop on Bauer, to San Diego's six-run comeback last night. Of course they went extras. Of course they had drama. Padres took 3 of 4 for the season out in 7 games. San Diego 4. LA 3. Every game has been close. Man, we're going to get 12 more. Maybe we're going to get 19 more. Tim Kalishaw, what did you learn from this series, and what do we have here?
I learned it's going to be a long, hard wait for those 12 games. Yeah. I mean, because these guys have put on great shows. If you watched their series in the playoffs last year in Arlington, Texas, of course, you saw that the Padres had the bats to score some runs on these Dodgers, but they didn't have any starting pitching back then. So they go out and get Darvish and Snell, and then they get some of the pitchers they had healthy, and they can battle them. They can always score runs on them, and you have to score a lot of runs on the Dodgers to compete. But like last night, and Eric Hosmer delivering a big hit. He was key, kind of a key young guy for the Royals when they were going to the World Series 6 years ago. Now he's the veteran presence they need, along with Machado, to maybe lead them to their own World Series soon.
But what do we have here? I'm baiting you to tell me this is the best rivalry in sports right now, the best rivalry baseball seed in 20 years. I'm baiting you.
Okay, well, you win. It is. And the people who say it's not a rivalry because the Padres haven't done anything ignore the fact that we used to call the Yankees and Red Sox this for several years before the Red Sox broke through in 2004 and won their first in 86.
Well, that lets me bring in Jackie McMullen here. What do we have here with the Padres and the Dodgers, Jack?
So I was one of those people that might have said maybe this isn't a rivalry, and I would like to retract that.
Okay, thank you.
Because I'm as mesmerized. That's okay. I think honesty usually gets you a few points back, but that's certainly up to you. What I do love about this series, well, I'm just saying, what I love about this series is it's all centered around Tatis for me, Tony, because he hits the home runs, he's still botching ground balls, but you can't take his eyes off him, and you can't take your eyes off this San Diego Padres team. You mentioned pitching, Tim. In 36 2/3 innings, they've only given up 8 runs to the Dodgers, their starting pitchers. Think about that. That's pretty good. So they've got great pitching. They've got Tatis. And the fact that Manny Machado is somehow an afterthought in this discussion tells you just how intriguing the Padres are. Usually Manny's the headline here whenever we're talking about intrigue and rivalries.
All right. Frank Isola, what'd you learn this series, this time around, Padres-Dodgers?
Well, I think the San Francisco Giants would like to have a word with you because they like to think that they have the better rivalry against the Dodgers. But I do think if you go back to the 90s, early 2000s, what you had with the Yankees and the Red Sox was mesmerizing and somewhat similar. The Yankees had won all these World Series. All Boston did in their media and their fans, including Jackie, was whine about the curse of the Bambino. Maybe there's a curse of Steve Garvey with the San Diego Padres. I have no idea. But that game last night was a great character building win. Think about the Dodgers. They had gone 225 consecutive games where they had a 6-run lead and won the game. And Dustin May last night, here we are in the 6th inning. The guy's dominating the game. And what do they do as always? They go to the bullpen, and the bullpen blows it. We see it all the time in baseball.
Monica McNutt.
Frank, I'm glad you brought that point up. And I was listening to the broadcast last night, and A-Rod said that this is a team that plays with so much swag and energy. A lot of that probably comes from Tatis Jr.
Yep.
But when you talk about the comeback, I think how you win plays into rivalries just as much as the actual winning and losing. And for this team, the young guys, to come and get the big bad big brother in such a dominant, dare I say, way in terms of coming back from such big deficits. That speaks to where this team is headed for sure. I agree with Hosmer. Everybody was watching, and they're the real deal.
Dare you say dominant? I don't know. I mean, it went to extra innings. It's a 4-3 in 7 games right now. I'm not sure that qualifies. We'll move on. Because we need to talk about Bauer versus Tatis Jr. Because Bauer says he's okay with Tatis celebrating a home run like that, which calls back to Bauer in spring training pitching with one eye closed, because who knows why he's Bauer. But he wasn't okay with Tatis Jr. peeking in here, which we are spotlighting right now. Tatis calls it all payback. Oh, no, Bill Plaschke. What are you doing, Plaschke? Oh, this panel is losing points because of what their colleague just did. You guys are all in trouble for Bill Plaschke, all right? Plaschke says the Dodgers are the victims of cheating again. Frank Isola, who's right? Is anybody wrong? Bill Plaschke. And is this all good for baseball?
Well, Tatis is absolutely good for baseball. What a player. What a performance he put on in that weekend series. And I think some of the antics, I think Trevor Bauer was right. He said, you know what, he's giving it some of it back to me. He's having fun out there. But Trevor Bauer also said where, you know, the old school baseball way of peeking at the signs, that's something that could get you in trouble. I think most baseball players, traditionalists, will have an issue with that as opposed to some of the other antics, including running around the bases.
Monica McNutt.
Cheating definitely feels strong from Plaschke, but I'm sure he makes an eloquent case about it. But the Bauer-Tatis thing in particular, I love it. Yeah. This is energy. I mean, Tatis is a guy that is bringing in an entirely new audience to the game of baseball. And Bauer, if you're going to ham it up from the mound, then you get it right back. I love this.
Tim Kalishaw.
Tell Plaschke not to turn this one in if he wants that 9th Columnist of the Year award. There's no way you can look that quickly. Look at it in real time. You can't look, get the pitch, get the location, and know what to do. It's not cheating.
Jackie McMullen.
I mean, I want my points back because I've made a living on this show disagreeing with Bill Plaschke. I've stayed all these years on this show. I don't know about the cheating part of it. That's I understand Frank's point. I don't know that everyone loves that. But aside from that, I love this more than bench-clearing brawls. And they did have a bench-clearing incident, but not a brawl. I'm all about this when it's on Twitter, it's on social media, you're poking fun. That's what makes great rivalries. That's what gets all the trash talk going. I think we can all sign off on that.
Let's roll it back in.
Yeah, the reason I keep mentioning the Yankees is because I want to upset Bill Plaschke. Remember one thing, though, Jackie. It's all fun in games until they got to the playoffs last year, and then Gratterall started throwing his glove and his hat after Bellinger made the great catch on Tatis, and then Manny Machado was the one that was getting upset. So we're all going to sit here and say, no, they should be allowed to celebrate, but it was the Padres that got upset last year because they felt the Dodgers had crossed the line. Remember that.
So maybe they learned something, Frank. That happens sometimes, you know.
Well, you're saying everything is great. Well, all of a sudden, they became the arbiters of what is acceptable and what isn't. They were the ones that were losing it when the Dodgers went overboard celebrating.
That's the thing about unwritten rules. Everybody has a different book they go to, right? Because Bauer is so intriguing to me because he understands no pitcher should be throwing at a guy over how they react to a home run. It's my job to strike the guy out, which is refreshing to hear. Not every pitcher feels that way. And then 2 seconds later, it's just the other way on the peekaboo there. So he's so hard to read. This is so good. I'm here for the next 5 months. We'll move on. Madison, well, where else was I going? I don't know where I was going, but I'm still here. Madison Bumgarner, the no-hitter. It's an official game for baseball, but it's not an official no-hitter. Explain this to me. MLB was the one who decided doubleheaders would be 7 innings now. And Bumgarner allows no hits, pitches the whole game, gets the shutout, got the win. How does he not get a no-hitter? Go ahead, Jim. Defend your sport.
He didn't get a no-hitter because he didn't get 27 outs. It's not a complete game. It's not a real
Watch yourself. It was a complete game. Watch yourself.
The seven-inning games it's a product of the virus and the availability of teams and trying to cram in as many games as you can in a certain number of days. If you pitch in the rain and it's rained out after 6 or 7 innings, that's not a no-hitter. This is not a no-hitter.
Jackie Mack, you're shaking your head. No, please.
If you pitch in the rain and you get rained out, it's not a no-hitter. It was perfect weather, Tim. Perfect weather. He pitched exactly how many innings he was allowed to pitch. Believe me, if Bumgarner could have, he would have made everybody come back out for 2 more innings. Don't sit there and tell me about how pure your sport is when now, when there's extra innings, you put a guy on second base. You can't have it both ways. No
Frank
way.
Isola.
Sorry.
Well, then blame the commissioner, Jackie, because those are the rules that were set forward by the league all the way back in 1991. Mad Bomb has been outstanding his last two starts. His ERA is under one. He's a terrific pitcher, former World Series MVP, but even he knows that is not a no-hitter. It was seven innings. Tim, for the first time in his life, happens to be 100% right. He didn't get 27 outs. Oh. He knows it. The Diamondbacks know it. The Braves certainly know it because they couldn't get a hit off the
game. No, they couldn't get a hit all day. Well, maybe you would say Tim's right for the second time in his life because both of you went to the same closet and got the same exact outfit today. Monica McNutt, please.
Listen here, twinsies. When the rule was made in 1991, no one could envision, protect your ears, this unprecedented circumstance that would lead to COVID. But if you tell me that we're going to have a seven-inning game, and that's a total game, and I have a perfect performance, then it counts. The rule is dumb.
Yes. Kyle, show back in. Pick up the pieces of your life and your wardrobe.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's fair to let Jackie and Monica post up on me and Frank like this.
The ladies are also wearing a very similar
outfit, too. It's
interesting to me.
Just, yeah. Seems a little, just tell them to back off a little bit.
Wardrobe.
The Braves had one hit in 14 innings. Nobody's going to bring that up.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, unbelievable.
One hit.
All right. Well, McMullen, 19, and Isola, 12. McNutt, 11, and then Tim Kalishaw realized he dressed like Isola today, and he's questioning his life.
And Plaschke, 0 for that call.
Oh, fire till then.
Yeah. Negative.
I love Bill.
Around the Horn is brought to you by Blue Moon. Blue Moon, a taste made brighter. Please drink responsibly.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
It was a late Sunday afternoon shocker from college basketball. Makes you take a double take. You see a cross and you're like, wait, is this for real? Kim Mulkey leaving Baylor to go to LSU. 3 championships, 600 plus wins at Baylor. She grew up in Tickfall, Louisiana, won state championships at Hammond High School, and then the 2 championships as a player. But that was at Louisiana Tech. This is her first LSU job. Monica, buy or sell Mulkey making the move?
I'm buying this. Kim Mulkey has proven that she can win. She's one of just 4 coaches that have 3 national titles, and she's won 20 games in each of the 21 seasons that she's been at Baylor. LSU, on the other hand, hasn't been to the tournament since 2017. They haven't won a tournament game since 2014. She's bringing winning ways to an SEC that's already tremendously respected for women's basketball. This is exciting.
Tim Kalishaw, this is your account, Baylor basketball. Go ahead.
I'll give you that it's a puzzling move, and I think she, like a lot of great people, is a little difficult to deal with and maybe not totally close to the Baylor men's coach. But I respect anybody's decision who's had a great career that wants to end it up in a way that we go, wow, that's an odd move. She's from Louisiana. She wants to close it out there and be a hero there. Fine with me.
Ooh, sorry, I just muted you. You're a little difficult to deal with, Kalishaw is. Jackie McMullen, how about you?
Jackie.
Yeah, here's the one thing about Kim Mulkey that's indisputable. She is an independent thinker that does things her way, whether you like it or not. LSU's coming off a major scandal when Baylor was embroiled in the major scandal. Was there a better spokesperson for Baylor than Kill Mulkey? No, there was not. Aside from that, she's just a flat-out terrific coach. No, I'm just saying, for Baylor,
well,
not,
you,
for
you
us,
recall, not for us. Yeah, exactly. Her Baylor. Talking about...
No, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what we thought. What she did for Baylor, the way she backed her own school, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, whether we like her or disagree, and we all disagreed at the time. But the one thing about her is she wins everywhere she goes. She scares people. And I don't mean her players, I mean other coaches, because that's how prepared she is. I think she's a real dynamo.
Frank,
she's going to be Isola,
great. Smokey making the move from Baylor to LSU.
I think Jackie's 100% right. The one thing that she's going to do is win. Yes, is she getting probably going to get a lot of money? Absolutely. She's not going anywhere. If she doesn't think she could win, you have the transfer portal. And what Tim said makes me laugh, that she wasn't getting along with the men's coach. Who cares? All I know is the only thing that could have been more stunning would have been if Gino Auriemma had left UConn. To me, this one came out of nowhere. But you think about, she's a great coach, the fashion on the sideline, she is the whole package. That's a great hire for LSU.
Yeah. Man. Scott Drew got the championship for Baylor this year, all right? Well, he's got two more to catch up to Mulkey, the greatest coach in Baylor history, Kim Mulkey. We'll move on. Buy or sell two, the 33 points Kevin Durant had yesterday in his first game back after missing 20. He played 28 minutes, and it was cruise control, an easy 33. Nets rolled the sun. Frank, what do you buy? What do you sell?
Well, he won an Academy Award last night. Now he's a leading candidate for Sixth Man of the Year. In fact, he was the fifth sub that came off the bench last night. You know, Tony, the Nets finally followed my advice. I've been telling teams for the longest time, if you're going to play him 28 minutes, they brought him in with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. And I did the math. That meant out of the 32 minutes remaining, they could play him for 28. Smart move by Steve Nash. And by the way, Kevin Durant is still pretty good.
Monica McNutt.
Pretty good.
Yeah, there's no secret that when KD came in the second half, that's when this game opened up. Up until that point, it had been a really good game, including the Suns having a 13-point lead at one point. He described it like riding a bike. He's part of that elite group that is truly like that. Give him a basketball, let him warm up. He's still a problem. Oh, no, I did it.
Who did it?
Yes, you did.
Ben word from Monica.
It's appropriate, though.
Okay, if you say so. Go ahead, Tim Kalisha.
Tribute to Durant, and it's not as easy as riding a bike for some. Anthony Davis came back, went 7-for-29 against the Mavericks for two nights. Durant came back, and he was Kevin Durant. That's remarkable.
And that's the thing about Durant. He makes it look so easy, so effortless. The 7-foot guy handling the ball, shooting threes. It's not easy. It's a lifetime of work. You know what I looked at for in the box score, Tony's? Turnovers. In those 28 minutes, only one turnover. He just let the game come to him. He didn't force anything.
Buy or sell three, NFL draft, 74 hours away. The San Francisco 49ers, they traded up to get to number three, and it'll be either Mac Jones or Trey Lance at number three who they take. That's according to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network and Peter King, NBC Sports. Todd McShay reporting Kyle Shanahan wants Jones. Maybe the front office wants Lance. So if all that's true, it seemingly rule out Justin Fields for them and put Jimmy Garoppolo on notice, as we all suspected. Buy or sell, Tim?
I'm still selling it. I think they're missing out on a guy named Justin Fields. But if it's between those two, I think it's got to be Mac Jones. I think you got to go with the guy who did it for Alabama rather than the guy who might be a great player but barely played this past season.
Monica McNutt.
There's something to be said for the FCS, too. And if we're going to talk Ohio State bias when it comes to their quarterbacks, then I want to talk FCS bias. And there's a guy named Carson Wentz who's sort of kind of a hot mess right now. I'm just not in on Lance. I'm selling.
Isola?
Well, I think what they're doing here as well, when you move up in the draft, they know who they want. So they already have their guy targeted. And I get the whole Justin Fields thing. Whoever is drafted ahead of him, there's going to be a ton of pressure on him. But I do think, Tim, I think there is some truth to that, where there's a bit of a bias against quarterbacks from Ohio State for the success or lack thereof that they've had in the NFL.
So I want to believe that everything that's been reported is true, because every reporter you just named is top-notch and knows their business inside out. But just days before the draft, what happens? All of a sudden, all the waters are murky. How can this be so murky for the top three picks? We've been saying for months what they're going to be. Now, all of a sudden, we're not sure? I don't know about
that. So you're not buying it. I mean, they've already made the trade up to get this pick. You think they already knew who they wanted. They and all this stuff that, oh, Shanahan wants one, the front office wants another.
Right.
That's just all smoke and mirrors. Interesting. Monica McNutt, you never got what I sent you? It's the list of banned words that you can't use. You never got that.
That's on you. I don't think you actually sent it to me. And in this case, I defend my use of elite. Thank you very much.
Oh, my goodness. She does it again. What is happening to McNutt? That's it for her. That's it. For Tim Kallis Show, I stole a McMahon showdown. 2 minutes.
Hey, Kim, did Kim Melky tell you to change your blazer,
Did you change your blazer so you don't look like I stole a Kallis Show? What was that?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Joey Logano's wreck at Talladega this weekend. This car was airborne for seconds. I mean, totally over Bubba Wallace's car. Logano said, on one hand, I'm mad about being in the crash. On the other hand, I'm happy to be alive. On another hand, I'm wondering, when are we going to stop because this is dangerous? What are they doing? I got a roll bar in my head. That's not okay. So he had three hands and a roll bar in his head. And then Bubba Wallace, I told you his car was completely hurled. He said, quote, I'm telling you, my underwear is worse than my car. Seeing it all makes you say what, Frank Isola?
That's a good quote by Bubba. You know, with the need for speed, they make these cars lighter and faster. This stuff happens. It's amazing that no one was hurt, and it's amazing that all those other cars somehow avoided him. Remarkable, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the thing about Talladega, Frank, is there have been people hurt there. There have been people killed there. And there's a reason it's always the number one track that people talk about as the most dangerous. So I'm listening to the driver here. What can you do to make that race course safer? Come on.
Is this just the track, though, or is this how the car is constructed and how it goes airborne?
Technology.
Well, we'll split the point and we'll move on. We had some great catches from the weekend. Let's take a look. Cole Calhoun, he didn't have the catch. The fan had the catch. Cole Calhoun dapped the fan up. A good catch, but not the best catch, maybe, when you consider Albert Amora Jr. ranging to the wall, or track at least, Clint Frazier going completely parallel, and Gronk catching a football from a helicopter 600 feet, which was a world record. What was the catch of the weekend, Jackie?
I love Gronk, and this is crazy to me, but come on, let's give it to Cole Calhoun, because when that little kid with the Crash Davis glasses stole that from him, he's thinking, I should be mad. Oh, but it's okay, it's foul. Here you go, kid. Have a fist bump instead.
If the poor kid was from Chicago, they'd make him out to be a villain. How about Gronkowski? Can that be safe, catching a ball out of a helicopter from that height? That's remarkable that he did it. Smart wearing a helmet, too.
I mean, terminal velocity does exist in the world, Frank. It's like, which the shocker with Gronk is he didn't add another 90 feet. Remember, it was 600 feet. He didn't add 90 more feet to set the record. I saw it on FaceTime.
You know, LeBron James has already missed now 18 straight games. Since he entered the league, we've never gone this long without seeing LeBron James play. So we'll talk about the other king from Akron, Steph Curry. How about the month that he is having? You know that Larry Bird had 82 three-pointers, led the league in 1985-86? Steph Curry has 85 for the month of April. And he could get 100 because he's got two games left. Pretty good.
He's your champ. We'll see you tomorrow.